Welcome to the Stoic Meditations podcast, where in each episode we reflect on a bit of wisdom from the ancient philosophers of Greece and Rome. I am Massimo Pigliucci, a professor of philosophy at the City College of New York, and I will guide you through this reading. Today's reflections come from Seneca, in letters 59-11. What hinders us most of all is that we are too readily satisfied with ourselves. If we meet with someone who calls us good man, or sensible man, or holy man, we see ourselves in his description. Not content with praise in moderation, we accept everything that shameless flattery heaps upon us, as if it were our due. I must plead guilty to Seneca's charge here. But can you honestly say that you have never fallen for flattery? So here is something we both need to work on, apparently. The point is not to display false modesty, which would not be a virtuous thing to do anyway. The reasonable person should know both her limitations and her strengths, and to deny the latter is just as irrational as it is to ignore the first. What would a wise attitude toward praise be, then? Let's try this one for size. If someone tells you that you are good or sensible, thank him for the kind words, but then shift the conversation toward your defects. After all, that's the part you still need to work on. Ask your interlocutor to help to improve yourself, to point out something in you that may require effort. Don't do it if you think he may be embarrassed to answer frankly, of course. But also remember that a true friend is one who can raise a mirror to your soul, as Aristotle put it. In general, a good student of Stoicism will gracefully accept praise, and indeed, one point of the standard evening diary exercise is to recognize if you have done something good during the day and make a mental note of it. But the main focus should always be on self-improvement. Because even if the praise is genuine and perhaps deserved, there will still be plenty of work to be done. Which is why the second and third components of the evening diary exercise are to ask yourself, what did I do wrong, and what could I do better next time? One part acknowledgement of progress made, two parts recognition of progress yet to be made. Seems like a reasonable balance to me. Thank you for joining me for another Stoic Meditation. I will be back with a new episode very soon, if fortune allows, of course. One more thing, if you don't mind. If you like this podcast, please consider supporting it.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.